Father God, we bless you, Lord, among all things, Lord, that we might give service unto you, Lord. For you are the Most High God, Lord. You are holy God. And that's the only way, Lord, we can serve you, Lord, is through holiness, Lord. And through holiness, Lord, you will sanctify us, Lord, and bring us unto righteousness, Lord. That we might do that which is perfect and right in your eyes, Lord, through the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's no other way, Lord. You have ordained this from the foundation of the earth. That even as by one man sin came into the world, so by one man, Lord, you abolish sin and death through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we give you the glory. And so I just want to continue, you know, talking about those things. And, you know, the only way is God's way. God's way is the only true way. And that's the only way we can find holiness and sanctification is through God's way. And that way has already been set up through our Lord Jesus Christ. As he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. and that's a holy way. It's only one way to serve him. It's only one way to serve God. God demands that his people be a holy people. Holy people. Okay? And that does not amount to you know, to how you dress and what you eat and drink, as Paul said. You know, certain men, you know, have crept in unawares and they're trying to make the church into something that is not, you know, to gain proselytes unto themselves and making the proselytes 10 times worse than what they are. You know, because I've been in the churches, you know, where, you know, the women are adorned, you know, with the long dresses and the coverings on the hair and all these things. And yet there's ever evil present. You know what I mean? Their hearts are still not for God. It's all for form and it's all for fashion. You understand? And so God seek a people that would worship him in spirit and in truth. You understand? That way their heart will be for God always, and they will always do the things that's pleasing in his sight. It's not about all these things that we think it's about. It's not. It's not. It's about holiness and sanctification unto the Lord God Almighty. And that is the only way we can serve him. He is a spirit. God is a spirit. And we must worship him in spirit and in truth. You understand? Now, of course, God's people are not going to dress like the world. You understand? We're not gonna be adorned with the makeup and the little mini skirts and the tight this and the yoga pants and all these things that are revealing. You know what I mean? God, Paul, the Bible plainly tells you, let all things be done in moderation. Let all things be done in moderation. You understand? But when we base our spirituality on these things, then we will never come up to the level of God. You understand? We must first, in God, sanctify our hearts unto him and give ourselves wholly to his commandments. Wholly to his commandment. And that is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and love your neighbor as yourself. You understand? And the Bible tells you the Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you into all truth and not by doctrines of men. See, that's why we have all these different denominations, is because every man's got a the right way. And they want you to follow after their way, which is not the way of God. God don't have all these different denominations. It was only one church when Jesus left. And when Jesus come back, it's only going to be one church. It's only going to be one church. It's not going to be a denomination he's coming back for. He's not coming back for the holiness church. You understand? A physical holiness church is what I'm talking about. You understand? He's not coming back for the Pentecostal church. He's not coming for the apostolic faith. He's not coming back for the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, church of God in Christ. He's not coming back for the Baptist. He's not coming back for the Presbyterian. He's coming back for his church and his people, and he knows them. He said, my sheep know my voice. My sheep know my voice, and they obey. They obey God. You understand? Because God knows how to raise up a people. God knows how to raise up a people. And if we don't obey God, God is able out of rocks to raise up a new people and a new generation unto himself. He raised the man from the dust in the beginning. Why can't he raise him up again from rocks? Open your eyes. Open your eyes and see the will of God. God wants your heart. And if you give God your heart, you will live unto him in righteousness and true holiness. You understand? You're not being entangled with these churches. These churches, all they do is get you entangled and bound to doctrine, their doctrine, which is not God's doctrine. The Bible plainly speak about these things. You know, that's what men want you to follow them. So they can gloat. You know, this is my father, but this is not the sheep of God. We're to raise up the sheep unto God and not unto ourselves. That's why God sent us. You understand? And his sheep know his voice, like I just said. We're to bring the flock unto God. Anybody that draws them away from God is not of God. God is not about religion. He's never been about religion. Jesus rebuked religion and that form of righteousness or self-righteousness. You know, God hates these things. He despised these things. You know, and people try to mix in the law, you know, with the Christian faith. They go back into the Old Testament and expect you to be bound to these things. But Jesus freed us from the law of sin and death. You understand? We're under grace and truth. 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 It's a spiritual walk with God. It's a spiritual walk with God. Yes, and that's what we seek for. That's what the Spirit, when God give you the Holy Ghost, that's what the Holy Ghost seek for. A spiritual walk with God. He wants to lead us unto all things that are of Christ. That's why Jesus sent him here. You understand? That way we can walk with God again as it was intended in the beginning with Adam. Like I said, in the beginning, one man sinned, and it caused death. And through one man's death, then he conquered death and the grave and hell for us. So we can walk with God in the beauty of holiness and sanctification and not be defiled with the things of this earth. With the corruptness thereof. This is a corrupt world. Corrupt. And our spirit should be yearning not to be in this world, but a yearn to be with God. Our spirit should yearn to be with God. You understand? When you got God's spirit, you yearn to be in his presence. You're filled with it. You see that the kingdom of God is nigh and it's at hand. And God's judgment will be poured out upon the earth, but not only upon the earth, upon the churches, even backsliding churches who are so far from the will of God. They are so far. All these religions and these denominations were created by men who thought they had a better way, but it was not the way of God. It is not the way of God. You understand? And that doesn't mean that some people in that church, you know, can't go up and seek the Lord, the God, thy God themselves, and come up to true holiness. Because sure they can. Because if you seek God, no matter what church you're in, if you seek God and you value God in your heart, God will seek you and find you and deliver you in the midst of all that. He was able to deliver Lot even from the midst of Sodom and Gomorrah. God can deliver his people from anything, anything. You understand? Noah was delivered in the midst of a corrupt world, only 8 souls were delivered. Eight. You understand? Broad is the way. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. But there's a narrow way that leads to life. And ain't gonna be about a few in there. A few. So we can go about doing our way and just trying to do things the way we've been doing it for years because we're a part of a religious system. You understand? These things do not benefit the soul at all. You must seek the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. Seek God. Time is now to seek Him. The destruction is coming unto the earth. Destruction is coming unto the earth. And woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America will fall. All these nations will come to nothing by the hand of the Almighty God. Because of the corruptness that's in the land. And the leaders of the church and the leaders of these countries are leading the way. They're corrupt men. Women. Corrupt. You understand who God has prepared a hellfire for? Because they have caused God people to err and caused the people of God to go astray. But God is able to pluck you from among them. But you must seek God and not the things of this world, which will not benefit you at all. It will not benefit you at all. In the day of His judgment, in the day of His wrath. Just like the world is consumed in doing all these things that they're doing, we must be consumed in seeking the things of God. It must be our all in all. We must do it now. Come up to the level of holiness and sanctification. I can't say it enough. God is a holy God. God is a spirit. And we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. We must. There's no other way to serve the one true living God. There's no other way. No other way. God will require nothing less of us. Nothing less. And until we realize that we're headed in the way of damnation just like everyone else. And that is why God will send the church through the tribulation to see who really loves God. It won't be about your denomination. You understand? It used to be the holiness churches used to think that they had the right way and nobody else had it. But even they were far off from what the original church was. Far off. Because everyone got a doctrine. Everyone got a prophecy. Everyone got an interpretation. Everybody speaking in tongues. You understand? God, it's one faith, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one. Wake up and seek God. Through fasting, through praying, through separation of yourself. This is the way of God that has always been and it always will be throughout time. God does not change, men change. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Our Lord God, He's a holy and a righteous King. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Because damnation is coming. And I'm telling you, God is already pouring out his wrath upon this nation and around the world. And yet men are not hearkening to the voice of the Lord. They're not obeying God's voice. So, of course, God has got to pour more judgment. Just like Pharaoh, God started out first, you know, with a little thing. All the pestilence, every time Moses sent some kind of pestilence, it got worse, and it got worse. And still Pharaoh did not hearken until God killed the firstborn, even Pharaoh's. So we must yield unto God. Yield unto God. Yield unto God and to his Holy Spirit. You understand? Wake up. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, says the Lord God Almighty. Judgment is coming unto the earth. Judgment is coming unto the earth. And everything shall be tried by fire. Everything. Every work. Every deed. Every thought. Don't think we shall escape the wrath of God. If we don't know him, if we don't walk after his way, if we are not his sheep, we will not escape the damnation that's to come. And we shall make a mockery of Jesus Christ. You know, God gave his son unto us to bring us salvation. God forbid that we should make a mockery of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and be bound unto men's doctrines. He gave us the spirit of life. The spirit of life. And that's the only way we shall live is through his Holy Spirit. Walk therein. We must walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. The flesh cannot please God, will not please God. It does not please God. It does not. We must be spiritual and walk in the Spirit of the Most High God. In holiness. In holiness, in righteousness, in purity, God seeks a pure heart where every intention is pure. Every intention is pure. You understand? So we must rise up from among this wickedness. Rise up, O people of God. Come out from among these wicked nations. And rise up and seek the living God. Seek the living God. The time is now. The time is now. We must turn away from our ways unto the way of the Almighty God. And thus to salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I said before, these politicians can't save you. They can't do anything for you. People think Trump is the savior of America. Donald Trump needs to save himself through Jesus Christ. The Pope can't save anybody. They don't bring people to God. The Catholic Church is not of God. It never will be of God. It's not God. God got rid of the priests. There's only one high priest we need, and that is Jesus Christ. He's our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Where they come up with this stuff? Where they come up with this stuff? It ain't of God. These things are an abomination unto the Most High God. It's an abomination. We must realize what we're doing. God wants to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh, but we got to prepare ourselves. We got to prepare ourselves, and God don't care who you are, where you are. He will have a holy nation. He will have His Zion. He will have His New Jerusalem. Because He don't dwell in buildings made by men's hands. God dwells in us through His Spirit. He's our refuge and our strength. We are His holy tabernacle. A lot of this stuff is nonsense, but because men want to feel like they're serving God, you know, to feel like they're doing something. Well, you know, I do this and I do that. I go to church and I do this. But yet it's not of God. Why waste your time? Why waste your time? If you're not going to seek God holy with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might, don't waste your time. God don't want the lukewarm people. God don't want the lukewarm people. We want God to be for us, and we got to be for God. We got to be for Him. And the only way we can do it, like I said in the beginning, is through holiness and sanctification. True holiness and righteousness that does not offend in any area. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. And our Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Repent. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, says the Almighty God. I come quickly to bring judgment to the nations and to this earth. And America will fall. She will crumble because God has ordained it so. This is a wicked nation full of all the abominations that you can think of on the earth. You find it right here in America. Every filthy, creeping thing, you find it right here in America. It's all right here. Yeah, you can just turn on your TV. Go on to YouTube. Go on to Instagram. Go on to Facebook. Whatever you do. You know, go to the Christian stations. It don't matter. You know, that music that they're playing, it's not spiritual holiness music. It's God's not pleasing to the ear of God. And I'm sure God is turning His ear away from it. I'm positive. Can't go out there and live filthiness, live a filthy life, and then come give God praises. God don't want your praises. God wants your heart. He wants you to live for Him. He don't want you to sing and then in return, you know? Come on. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, such the Almighty God. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what people think God accepts. You got to line up with what God and what Jesus left. And if you don't line up with what the apostles have said, Paul said, if they preach any gospel, any other gospel, let them be accursed. So all these things that we see nowadays, they don't line up. They don't line up. They don't line up. They are formed of godliness, but deny the very power of the living God. It's a form, a form. And God is not in it. I'm here to tell you, God is not in it. Nor will he ever be. But will God raise up a people unto himself? Yes, he will. Regardless of men, God will raise up a people. Think about that. You had the Pharisees. You had the Sadducees. You had the scribes during the time of Jesus. And yet, Jesus was able, even John the Baptist was able to raise up people unto God and to raise up disciples unto him in the midst of all those teachings. And it's no different now. You got all these different sects of Christianity, so-called, but God is able out of all that to raise up a people unto himself. Because God cannot fail. He will not fail. He's righteous and he's true to his word, says the Almighty God. And we must not forget these things, who God is. We can't forget who God is. He's the first and the last, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end of all things. And what can we teach God? We must turn back to the living God. Give you praise and honor and glory, Father. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord, I thank you. Amen.